It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
What a great time it is to be living for the Lord. And I pray that you are living for the Lord. And I pray that you're in the Word of God. We are to study the Word. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, it says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Now, that word man there, that the man of God, this is speaking of women as well. This is speaking of people who know Jesus Christ. And let me say this, that it's speaking to everyone who breathes, that the man of God, once again, to be a man of God or a woman of God, you've got to trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And after you've trusted Jesus Christ, we get into the Scripture and let God lead and guide us and help us to understand the things that He has for us. You know, in the book of 1 Corinthians, Paul the Apostle made a statement. In fact, he made more than one statement. He made several statements. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17, Paul said, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect." In other words, not with man's wisdom, but with God's wisdom. And we find that wisdom in the Word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 4, it says, "And my speech," Paul the Apostle speaking, "and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power." You want to have power with God? Get in His Word. Do you want to have the power of God upon your life? Get into the Word of God and study it and read it and let God speak to your heart. Praying, asking God to lead and guide. We study the Word and we pray. We pray to God. We talk to God and He talks to us through His words. Now, in 1 Corinthians 2:13, it says, "Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." Now, if you want to be able to speak as the Holy Spirit would have you speak, that is with God's wisdom, then you need to get into the book. You need to get into the Word of God and let the Lord Jesus Christ lead you through His Word. And by the way, it is His Word. He's given us His Word, and the Word will never pass away. Well, we've been studying the dispensation of eternity future. And as we study this, and the reason I started by talking about the Word of God, we know nothing apart from what God tells us. Now, I'm speaking of God's wisdom. We do not know God's wisdom until we get into the Word, we pray and we seek His face, and we ask Him to lead and guide us. And that's where we're at right now. We're in the church age, the church dispensation. And we are to study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And that's what we've been doing as we've been studying the dispensations that we find in the Word of God. We've studied through 8 dispensations, and now we're in the 9th dispensation where we see the new heaven and new earth. There's going to be a transformation that takes place. And that transformation of the earth is described, and we've read this, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 6 through 13. And as we look at this, and we've already read those verses now, but in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 6, this is the key to understanding 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 7 through 13. Verse 6, it says this, "Whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water," and this is speaking, of course, of the flood, Noah's flood, "whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water," and that's the flood, "they perished." The people perished there that did not take advantage of what God wanted them to do, and that was to listen to Him. "Well, the earth as a planet, is not to be completely destroyed by fire. It's going to be renovated, transformed, just as it was renovated or transformed by the water in Noah's flood. And we read about that in Genesis chapter 6. And as we study that, we see the flood did not destroy the earth. Only the exterior surface was changed. And of course, the earth will never again be renovated by water. Genesis chapter 9 and verse 11 says, "And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of the flood, of a flood, neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth." Once again, we read of a covenant here. This would be somewhat, I believe that God established with Abraham. It would be somewhat of the same, well, we'll say the same thing that God made with Abraham that could not be changed. God made this covenant. It doesn't depend upon man to keep the covenant. It depends upon God. And God's not going to change. And he's going to keep that covenant. And he says, "I will establish my covenant with you that, never again would the world be destroyed or changed. Never would it be renovated again by water." But as we study this, we see the next time, the last time it will be changed, not only will the surface be purged and changed, every particle of the earth will be purged of any remembrance of sin. Remember, there's not going to be any sin in eternity future. Now, we are told even the heavens, that's the earth's atmosphere, even the earth's atmosphere shall pass away with a great noise, like, I believe, an atomic explosion. It may be even louder than that. I've never heard one personally, but how loud would that be? Well, the new atmosphere, and this is the new heaven, will take the place of the old. The new heaven will be free from all disease, germs, evil spirits, and anything destructive. The earth will not be annihilated, but it will be cleansed and purified by fire and made fit for the home of those peoples and nations that are to occupy it after its renovation. Remember, and we've studied this, how that there's not going to be any sin in new, I start saying new eternity, there's only one eternity. God has always been, and there's always been an eternity, but we call this the dispensation number 9, eternity future. And there's not going to be any sin there, no sin whatsoever. Therefore, we know that the devil's not going to be present. There's not going to be anything that will lead people astray. It's going to go back as it was, I believe, before Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden. I believe everything is going to be perfect beyond what we could ever imagine. It's going to be perfect. And men and women, boys and girls will live there. I'm talking about human beings because God has made that promise. Well, led by the Holy Spirit, Solomon said this, "The earth abideth forever." And that's the reason I know it's not going to be completely destroyed. This is Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 4. He said there, Solomon said under the inspiration of the Lord, "One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever." The earth will never cease to be. You have these people going around today talking about global warming and everything. They haven't seen anything about global warming until the fire of God comes down on this earth and renovates it. And once again, it's going to be changed. They haven't seen anything yet. And I would pray that those people who are advocating that today would get saved and they would understand that God is in charge, that He takes care of what He owns. And He's going to see to it that the earth is going to be cleansed and purified by fire and made fit for the home of those peoples and nations that is to occupy it after the renovation, that is the earth renovated. Well, the earth will never cease to be. And the question comes up, how did people, or how will people survive when this takes place, when the renovation takes place, well, how did people survive the flood? The answer is they went into the ark of safety. Genesis chapter 7, verse 7 says, "And Noah went in, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him, into the ark because of the waters of the flood." Genesis chapter 7 and verse 23, it says, "Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark." They got into the ark of safety. They listened to God, and Noah preached to people. He was a preacher, and he tried to warn people of the terrible things that was going to happen, and that was the destruction of this earth in the sense that it was renovated by water. It was cleansed at that point with water. Well, how did people survive the flood? I've said this before, Jehovah Jireh. God provided according to the word of God. Well, how will the people survive the fire when the earth is renovated? Once again, there's going to be people who are alive, but how are they going to survive when the fire comes? Well, they're going to be taken care of by God. And this is the only thing I can say, Jehovah Jireh. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 18, it says, "And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." That's a promise to us today who have trusted him as Lord and Savior. And it's a promise to those people who are alive going into the eternity future. He's going to preserve them. In Romans chapter 7 and verse 24, "Oh, wretched man that I am," Paul said. Can you imagine Paul the Apostle, who I believe was responsible for writing over half of the New Testament? Can you imagine him saying, "This old wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." That's how anyone is ever delivered by, that's how we're delivered from the body of sin. It's by the Lord Jesus Christ. We're delivered by trusting him as Lord and Savior. We ask him, "Lord, please come into my heart. I admit I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. Please save me, Lord. I know I can't go to heaven without you. And you are the reason that I'm going to heaven, because I want to trust you right now as my Lord and Savior." That's how people get saved. That's how people are changed. They believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and they accept him as their Savior. They accept that they're a sinner and that they need changed. And this world is going to be changed in eternity future. No more sin. Everything is changed. Paul the Apostle said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord." I wonder if you've been delivered from the body of death. Now, the body of death is this body that we live in right now on this earth. I'm speaking to you. You have a body right now, and Paul said it's the body of death. And this body is going to die, and it's going to return to the earth. And it's the body of death. But you know, while you're alive, it can be the body of life, because you can ask Jesus Christ to save you and give you life, new life. Now, the body will still die unless Jesus comes back in the clouds first and calls us up who have been saved, come up hither. But this body is going to die. Why not trust him right now as your Lord and Savior? Ask him to come in to your heart.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.